This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 10-6-2023. Patient's last name is Fussell, F-U-S-S-E-L-L. First name is Jennifer. Date of birth is 6-24-2017. Patient is a six-year-old female accompanied by mother with complaint of redness in the throat, with difficulty swallowing, and also right ear pain. According to mother, there's no fever or chills reported. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, complaint of right ear pain, no ear discharge, no loss of hearing, complaint of sore throat with slight painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 52.2 pounds. O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 97 over 56, pulse is 78, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, erythematous to the right and to the left is pearly gray, oral mucosa pink and moist with the exception of slight pharyngeal erythema. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lung clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4. Active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested positive for strep. Diagnosis, strep pharyngitis, right acute otitis media and dysphagia. Prescription given for amoxil, 400 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Follow-up visit scheduled for 4 days. Next patient, last name is Crow, C-R-O-W, Mervin, it's the first name, date of birth is 5/21/1958, date of service 10/6/2023. Patient presents for medication refill and 3 months checkup. He has history of diabetes and hyperlipidemia with hypertension. He denies any acute distress, review of systems, HEENT, ENT, patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. He denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blood vision or eye pain, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin, no report of any rash or abrasion, musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, patient is alert and oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 195 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, blood pressure 109 over 76, pulse is 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.5. physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranu erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck stopple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no pulpomasses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted, patient was supposed to have fasting lab, but when attempt was made, patient felt like he was too dizzy and anxious to have his venipuncture, which is scheduled for another day when it's convenient for patients. Patient to continue on current medications as prescribed. Diagnosis, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, with labs, which was not done today. Patient rescheduled for another day within the next 3 to 4 days. Next patient, last name is Salazar, first name is Adrian. Date of birth is 8/11/1962, date of service 10/6/2023. Patient is a 61-year-old male who presents for emergency room follow-up. Apparently, patient was in the emergency room about 5 days ago for diagnosis of pleurisy, chest wall pain, and partial atelectasis. He's been on antibiotic and steroids, and he's been responding well. He denies any acute symptoms at this time. He presents today for general physical and fasting labs. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient is alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies, weight is 194 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, pulse is 143 over 85, blood pressure 143 over 85, pulse is 99, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygranu erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel sometimes 4, active, no tenderness, no papillomasses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted, skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, general physical, status post chest wall pain, status post ER visit, fatigue, and fatty liver. Ultrasound, general ultrasound, all within normal limits except for the fatty liver. Patient to return in 1 week for lab review. Thank you.